5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm Brian Wilson. Joining me here in studio today as our guest host is Scotty Nell Hughes.
I'm ready to party.
Well, so they were last night outside of Pence's house.
Not that kind of party.
Oh, okay. We'll talk about that later. Joining us now on the line is Corey Stewart, the chair of the Prince William County Board of Supervisors and former Virginia campaign chair for Donald Trump, now running for Virginia governor. Good morning to you, Mr. Stewart.
Good morning, Brian. Great to be on the show.
Well, it's good to have you on the show. Look, I want to get into some stuff about Trump and your thoughts about that for a moment. But let's start right off the bat with your campaign and what you hope to accomplish here. It's a tough nut to crack, but you're starting in the toughest part of that nut, and that is Prince William County.
Well, that's right. You know, I've governed Prince William County for 10 years. It's a blue county. And, you know, I'm elected countywide, and I've done it four times. As a conservative, I've led, the nation's toughest crackdown here on illegal immigration. We've cut taxes. We kept them low. We're the number one jobs growth county in the Commonwealth. And I want to spread that throughout the whole state and bring back some economic growth to the Commonwealth.
And you know that you've got a very challenging thing, given the fact that you are a Republican, but it is very blue in that part of Virginia. It seems to me that the formula that wins statewide in Virginia right now is making sure that you win in Northern Virginia. So how do you take that beyond your following in Prince William and carry the rest of Northern Virginia?
Well, I've been working my tail off over the past year for Mr. Trump. President-elect Trump, soon to be called President Trump, and we're really looking forward to that. Look, what you've got to do, you've got to work hard, you've got to reach out to people. Something that I've done in Prince William County, I don't just count on the Republican base coming out and voting. I've always brought the fight to the Democratic areas of Prince William County, where I've reached out to people, especially to African Americans and to Asians, and I've been able to win those communities. And that's what we have to do as Republicans. I'm the only Republican, by the way, who's been able to steadily win in Northern Virginia. Nobody else on the Republican side can say that.
Okay, but we're just now getting off the campaign trail, and now I'm seeing that the headline right now is that you are launching the first TV ads in the governor's race. It's going to air during the inauguration, 30-second ads on Fox News. I mean, don't you think maybe people might be a little bit fatigued right now? I mean, we just got through with this. Or is your strike early? Do you think, is that your strategy to strike early and get that name recognition while you can?
Hey, Scotty, people are not fatigued. They're excited. They're excited. Look, we took back America in 2016. We have to take back Virginia in 2017. I'm a winner. I've been able to win. I'm like Trump in many ways in the sense that I'm very outspoken. I've always been that way. And people like that. They know exactly where I'm at, even if they disagree with me. They know I'm aggressive. They know I get things done. They know I'm a winner, and they know that I'm going to be able to, you know, reduce taxes and bring back some growth to Virginia.
Well, I mean, I it's nice to have that kind of cliche right there. But we both know there's only one Donald Trump. But devil's advocate here, you're running in sort of a Trump-esque style. What if he doesn't accomplish everything in these first 100 days, which you and I both know he will? But what if there is this backlash that we see? Are you worried that might affect you as well if you're mentoring your campaign so closely off of what Mr. Trump did?
Well, I mean, I like to say he copied my style. I've always done that.
I am not going to tell him that. And if I do, you don't need to be in the room.
Well, I mean, the truth is, I've always been very blunt, to the point of being, you know, just excoriated by the Washington Post and others. They've called me every name in the book, but that's fine. People actually appreciate that, and we're in a different era right now. People do not want to nominate or elect establishment Republicans or establishment Democrats, for that matter. They're looking to turn a page. They're tired of the old style of politics.
All right, so your main opponent, I would gather, probably is going to be Ed Gillespie. How are you different from Ed Gillespie?
Well, look, establishment Ed is the epitome of the establishment. And if in 2016, Republicans nominated the quintessential anti-establishment candidate in Donald Trump, and the Democrats nominated the quintessential establishment candidate in Hillary Clinton. In Virginia, we got to make sure that we don't put the shoe on the other foot. We got to make sure that we nominate me, an anti-establishment grassroots guy who's been able to get things done, speaks bluntly and to the point, and not the guy that speaks, that beats around the bush, is completely consultant-driven, poll-driven campaign that Ed is going to run.
All right, and you think that's the formula that will win. So are you going to be involved in any of the inauguration activities? I know you did work for Mr. Trump in Virginia.
Yeah, absolutely. So tonight we're going to the Texas Ball. It's called the Black Tie and Boots.
Ball. I've been there very many times. Yeah,
we're going to have a great time. Look, around the country, people know the importance of the governor election in 2017. It's the only significant election in 2017. It sets the stage for all the races in 2018. And for that reason, I'm going to the Texas Ball, because we're getting a lot of support now from outside of Virginia, a lot of support from conservatives in Texas who know the importance of nominating an anti-establishment candidate for governor in Virginia in 2017, because it sets the stage for 2018.
Absolutely. Your big issue, Second Amendment. You've done a lot of great jobs with that, talking about concealed carry. That is going to be a big issue. I think you're seeing legislation, especially around the South. What is the one thing you think, because it's probably something that your opponent's going to also be, what's going to separate you between him?
Well, he's completely consultant-driven. He doesn't do anything. He never takes a leadership role. If you listen to this guy, it's just a bunch of babble. There's nothing specific. He's never going to tell you anything. But you know,
on the Second Amendment, though, what? It's easy for a Republican to say, "I love guns."
Absolutely. Well, first of all, yesterday I was the only Republican candidate to go down and speak in favor to promote the constitutional carry, that Senator Dick Black's bill yesterday down in the General Assembly. I don't think that the government should be telling law-abiding citizens that they have to get a permit to exercise and to pay for that permit to exercise their Second Amendment rights. That's a constitutional right. So I'm the only one who's going to be doing that, supporting constitutional carry in Virginia.
All right, we're going to leave it right there. Corey Stewart, running for the office of governor in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us.